This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. And since I'm the first voice today, it means that Sean is out yet again.
Had a long day of protesting.
Yeah,
Needed to sleep. Ooh. Sleep today.
Man. It's a tough day in the Sharif household, but no, he'll be back tomorrow. He's still getting over his sickness, which did sound, because I knew something was up when he had to get up during the college kegger.
Dude, and how much has he been sitting here for the last 3 days going and spraying that what is that? Is that like
Vicks? It's Vicks chloroseptic spray.
He's just like down in half a bottle in between questions he's asking Jerry.
He's gotten sick a few times, like quite a bit this year.
This is what happens when you get kids, man. They're like little petri dishes, and you're going to get sick. Every year I can know like clockwork, September or October, sometime in that 2 months, I'm going to get some sort of cold or flu or something that the kids bring back from school.
Yeah.
Like clockwork.
It happens. It does. Then you get like to an age where like you get sick so much that your immunity takes over and like you just don't get sick anymore. Like I haven't gotten sick in a while, knock on wood. Like I haven't got like sick.
Not since mowing your yard.
Right. Yeah. That's where I lost my voice. But that's really, I think that really was the last time.
Yeah.
I was sick.
Last time I can remember you calling in for it.
That was the spring. But yeah, so he'll be back tomorrow. But we have an injury update on one Dak Prescott.
Yeah, it's not good, Chop. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott's initial diagnosis says hamstring tendon partially tore off the bone, which sounds incredibly painful. This is the term they've used for this is the avulsion. Mm-hmm. That's like when Tyron Smith had the avulsion fracture. Where you've got one. You were telling me about this yesterday.
The finger. Yeah.
I had never noticed how crooked your finger was until you showed me. But this is an avulsion, so this is the tendon at the, I think it's at the top of the hamstring, has basically partially come off of the bone. And so that sounds to me like that's not even 4 weeks, I would think. Is that going to heal in 4 weeks on its own?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it would. When I broke my finger or dislocated it, it was like an open dislocation, and there was an avulsion with the bone there. That's what they called it, at least. And my finger doesn't straighten out. I could use it. It's fine. It doesn't hurt. There's no pain. But obviously it was compromised. It still is. I got to get surgery on it. Don't know when I'm going to do that.
You just look like you have Brian Baldinger finger, basically.
Right. And this was like 7 or 8 years ago. And now I've got like a growth on the inside that they're going to take out. Because they can't really do anything to fix the finger, right? They're not going to do anything. But I just don't want to do it because it's 2 weeks in a bandage. And I mean,
that's your right hand. You need that.
It's my left hand.
Oh, your left hand.
It's the unfamiliar one.
Yeah.
So I don't really need it. But I'll probably do it during Christmas. I don't want to do it.
Is that all right? Have you been thinking about doing it recently?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out when I want to schedule it. But it's like, do I want to go through? Look, I don't trust surgeries, man. Not trust. I don't want to get put under. I might never wake up.
Oh yeah, people get a little uptight about the anesthesia.
Yeah.
And that's usually one of the more expensive parts of the surgery too.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Now the Cowboys, David Moore last night from Dallas Morning News said that Dak Prescott's going through the same question right now. Chop. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has a partial avulsion of his right hamstring tendon. A person with knowledge of the injury told the Dallas Morning News team officials are trying to determine if Prescott needs surgery for the portion of the tendon that has torn from the bone or if it can heal on its own. If surgery is necessary, Prescott's season would end. And here's the thing for me. You knew this. You knew this was the case on Tuesday, that this was what you were looking at. Why did you do anything at the trade deadline then?
Okay, so you know for sure they knew this on Tuesday.
They knew that he might need surgery on Tuesday.
Because that's how this team operates. This team does not... They have a belief you always must get better. That is their philosophical belief. They don't believe that you should ever take a step back, take a step forward. I just don't believe they believe in that.
The step back has already been made for you, though.
Right, but they don't believe that you should just carry on. I don't think. I think they believe, all right, we've already made a step back. Now we have to go forward.
Now, Cooper Rush will be the guy that's starting for you this week, it sounds like. Doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of interest in playing Trey Lance regularly. Trey Lance did speak with the media a little bit yesterday, though. Said that he is prepared if he gets called on. He said, talking about last year arriving, this is the closest he's gotten to meaningful game action since he arrived in the trade from the 49ers. He said last year was probably a whole different story, but having gone through the whole offseason program and this season up to this point, great coaches, great guys around me, I feel prepared if that opportunity does happen at some point. Lance said of Cooper Rush, he said, man, you saw it. I think on Sunday he's made a ton of plays, and I think we didn't make as many plays as we needed to in the game, but I think he came in and gave us an opportunity to win. Talking about the mental aspect of his game and what he's improved, learning from Dak and from Rush and McCarthy, he says, I feel like I'm in a pretty good spot right now, having gone through the whole offseason program, training camp and everything, having a full year and some under my belt. Being around those guys helps a ton. I've learned how to see the game in different ways and how different coaches see it and different guys. I've kind of taken everything I possibly can from the two teams I've played for, and I'm trying to learn as much as I can from it. So isn't this the time, Chop, where you say you spent a fourth round pick and you've given him all this time to be nurtured and grow? Isn't it time to just see what's there?
Yeah.
Especially when he's about to be a free agent.
If not this week, then at the very least, you know, next week or the week after. But it's got to be in this time. But again, go back to this. Would the Cowboys have done what Green Bay did with Aaron Rodgers when they drafted him when they had Brett Favre?
I don't think so. They would. Maybe?
I don't think they would have. They philosophically, I don't believe in that because it doesn't make them better this year. You okay?
Yeah, I just killed a gnat. Cool. That was on here. I don't know how I got in the studio. Probably Eric's leftover meat bowl or whatever he keeps around here.
That's right. When Manning got hurt in 2011, I truly believe the Cowboys would have made a trade when they realized in camp that he wasn't going to be able to play.
Romo got hurt in 2015, and they said, well, we got to go get Matt Cassel.
Right.
And then when Romo got hurt in 2016, they said, well, we got to go get Mark Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a little more justifiable because that was a team that clearly showed when you put the quarterback in there, they were competitive.
Right, but I mean, like, Indy had, all they did was go to playoff games, win 12, and they just said, all right, you know what, we're just going to let whoever the hell it was, Curtis Painter,
Jim Sorgi,
play, and we're going to get the number one pick, and we'll take Andrew Luck.
Actually,
the Cowboys would not have done either one of those, in my opinion. They philosophically don't believe in ever taking a step back, and that's why they made the trade. They didn't make the trade. Had nothing to do with Dak. They made the trade because they don't believe that I don't believe that they have a philosophy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Philosophy that they can ever take a step back.
Well, they've had to take several steps back this season, whether they wanted to or not, mainly due to injury, or not mainly, but a large part of it. I don't want to say mainly because they've done a lot of things on the football field this year before injuries that were a problem for them. Micah Parsons was limited in practice on Wednesday. He said, you know, my chance is high, but we're just trying to see how the practice week goes, see where the challenges are at, seeing what measures we got to take to see how we want to play this game. Deron Bland, still a DNP. That's starting to become a really weird situation. Because remember when Bland got hurt in August when he had the fracture in his foot, we heard that, Cowboys think 4 to 6 weeks, but they're thinking on the earlier end of that, closer to four. Pittsburgh was the target game we heard when he initially got hurt, that, hey, we think he'll be back for Pittsburgh. So he misses September. He's back first week of October. We're all the way through October now. We're into November, and he's still not practicing. Like, he's not ready to go at this point. Now, maybe he gets ready. Maybe he's out there practicing today, but he was a complete DNP yesterday. Some of the other injuries that they have on the list, Eric Kendricks did not practice. Zach Martin did not practice. Wanya Thomas, Nick Vigil, they both didn't practice. CeeDee Lamb was available, as was Trayvon Diggs and Tyler Guyton, but they were all limited in practice. And so this war of attrition that tends to come up with injuries in the NFL, this is why you can't have your depth completely picked over like the Cowboys allowed to happen. And then they just said, you know what? We're good. We'll draft and we'll cover it. But the problem is they didn't even have enough draft capital to cover all the losses they had.
They didn't have a choice though, right?
They did. You can go out there and do something.
No. They didn't have a choice to bring back all those guys on their depth.
No. I don't. Yeah. Some of those guys were going to leave. Look, Tony Pollard, they could have offered Tony Pollard the exact same deal and he was going to tell him no thank you and he was going to leave. Tony Pollard was ready to leave here. And so some of these, they didn't have a choice in.
How about all the guys who went to Washington?
Depends on which ones you're talking about. I think if they wanted to pay Biotish, he would have stayed. I think some of the other guys like Fowler and Armstrong, who were Dan Quinn guys and enjoyed Dan, they were ready to go. But the issue isn't so much those specific guys leaving. It's that you did nothing to replace them in free agency. You're so just put off.
Yeah, they're put off by it. They are.
So put off by the idea of playing in the free agent waters that you're not even going to sign basic depth. I understand your finances were not great this offseason, or you think they're worse than maybe they actually are. But even with that belief, your finances are not so bad that you couldn't go out there and make the Carl Lawson deal that you made in training camp and all the other guys that you were trying to add throughout training camp and different things like that. That's going to be that's something that you could have done all the way back in the spring and gotten an idea of who these guys are.
Yep. What happens when you're obsessed with names?
Yeah.
When you're obsessed with names, and they're obsessed. Now they're obsessed with their own names. But again, this goes back to they just philosophically don't believe in getting rid of good players.
I've got a good
right. You know what I mean? They just don't. They don't.
Byron Jones, they did. Obviously, they were willing to walk away from. I'm trying to think what other examples we have. Biotish is not, if you're talking about top tier players, Biotish is not that. Biotish was a good player, though. They were willing to walk
Byron was good, but like, I'll talk about
Byron's
like
an all pro.
Yeah, he was.
Byron was a really good corner. But Byron just didn't take the ball away.
He didn't take the ball away. The fans didn't like him because of that, but
I mean, he was a really good player.
That was an old, outdated take the Cowboys had.
So we're going to dive into more of what's said here. The second half of the quote is what we'll dive into at 9 o'clock. But I wanted to play this for you just to get a good laugh early in this morning, Chop, because we were talking about all these players the Cowboys had to panic sign in August. So yesterday, this week, the Cowboys released Jordan Phillips. Things did not go great there. Gave up a draft pick for him to the New York Giants. But Cowboys ended up releasing Jordan Phillips after that controversial IR stint where Jordan Phillips didn't want to go on there. He re-signed with the Buffalo Bills, who he played with last year. So he was back and back in the building and happy to be there with the Buffalo Bills. And he had a hell of a quote yesterday to Buffalo media.
Most because I'm a quiet taste and they like my taste. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, seeing the smiles and being actually wanted is... it's a hell of a drug. You know what I mean? You can do a lot for people when it's in the right environment.
So that second half of that quote, we're going to have to talk about at 9. Jordan Phillips is clearly telling you Dallas is not the right environment. And that is not the first time we've started to hear some of that from players. But the first half of the quote, goodness. I'm going to start using that. I'm an acquired taste. And boy, they like my taste here.
They like my taste. Wow.
They like my taste.
I do want to get into this because I wonder what one of the main, like, is there something we need to read between the lines on in there at all?
Yes, I think there is. And that's why 9 o'clock, we'll dive into that. And also dive into what we learned yesterday, which is the Cowboys knew they were overpaying for Jonathan Mingo. And they said, okay, we'll still do it anyway. Lots of fun here at the Star and Frisco.
I don't get why they would know they're overpaying for him and are still okay with it.
Well, 9 o'clock.
It just doesn't make any sense. And that's part of the problem. It just doesn't make any sense. What are you need to, if you're going to make moves like this, if you're going to do stuff at the trade deadline, make it make sense.
Yeah. Especially in season. It's got to make sense for you. It can't be what they did.
Right. Because in-season buys are panic buys a lot of times.
Yep.
They're just panic buys. Off-season buy. And so is the August move when somebody gets hurt. It's panic buy.
Yeah. And you panic buy when the entire offseason you go, we'll probably be fine.
Yeah, we'll be all right. All right, Sean and RJ here on The Fan. How do the Mavs do in a game that nobody can watch? I know, we're kind of getting annoyed with this. And we told you Jason Kelce was going to get into trouble. And we will get into the net next on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.